มีประสบฟอลล์อัพวิดเดอร์โปรเจกต์ทีมสินเรียบ on agriculture and sufficiency in Cambodia 2004 sleep for Cambodia alone I went three times this is only on agriculture you see the project like this can never be successful if you do it only once that's why I'm so happythat even though government of Thailand support me for 3 years, but we now have countries like China and probably Laos and other countries to work together for energy environment. I went to Myanmar 2004. You know, I dress even like Myanmar people. You know, my relationship with Myanmar is very close because 2004.Country very close. They only open to academics like me. And you know, right now our relationship in tourism sector with Myanmar is very deep. Recently, they come to see me. So if I want to go to Myanmar to promote cooperation, it's very easy because I went there in 2004. Very very happy.In fact, the person who welcomed me as the Myanmar is the Deputy Minister of Tourism. Right now, he's the Minister of Sport. And his wife is a professor in tourism. And you can see later that recently she came to visit me. So the network of the foundation is not only in energy, it's any sector if you want to do it. But we have to do it well.In fact, we like to have Lion Club. Some of them are here to do work like this in international areas. And you can use foundation to link with them. Now, we went to Kunming, Mr. Professor Wang. Very, very interesting. I was able to visit China in 2006. And look at him. This man is the advisor to the king, Sume Tanti Vechkun.Went all the way with me to Kunming and we talk about the king's philosophy and the agricultural sector in Kunming. I went to Vietnam, my friend here, 2006 in Ho Chi Minh City. I was so pleased. You know, Vietnamese country now very close to me. I went there.25 years old. Yes, so I'm so pleased that you see right now you come to see me, but before I went to see you. See, same, whenever, whatever. That's why we call in ASEAN connectivity. See, connectivity is we got to get to know each other. See, and that's why I was so pleased to be able to visit Vietnam in 2006.And we went back to Myanmar again in 2007. Now, after several years of my work, the government asked me to do a research. Very interesting. So the foundation is now very strong in research. What is the impact of scholarship training like this?To our neighboring countries. So instead of I do document, I went to visit people who got scholarship training from Thailand. So many people who come to Chiang Mai, Khon Kaen, Chula, Thammasat for study. You know, I found that many of them, especially in Laos, Cambodia, to some extent Myanmar,The kind of government assistance to those countries was very useful. But we should extend support to them. Some of them become director at general level. We should not only support them when they were young. Some of them can become partner in Thailand, for example. And they no longer want to study only bachelor degree in Thailand. They want to get PhD.20 years ago, somebody from Cambodia or from after studying Konkan University and get engineering degree, what's good? But 2012, they want to get PhD. So government in Thailand must be smart. And some of them want to get something that very, very important for Thailand, like medical doctors and maybe dentistry also. But sometimes people in Thailand still protect medical school in Thailand. So this sort of research is very important. And the way we want to network one another. For example, in this project, altogether there will be 50 people attending 3 years conference. We want to set up a thing, a social network where we can link together. Okay, because in the future some of you will go up to become Minister of Energy. Mr. Wang may be one going to be important in China. Some of our friends, for example, in Laos. First year, very senior people from Laos. The Cambodian and the Myanmar. So the more we grow up together, we still remember what we learn or we share together. We remember every time we do, we not only to do academic work, we go outside, we have cultural show, you know, because people in this region, they were neighbors. In fact, they look alike. They are similar race. We are friends, although to some extent we may be apart by colonialism. Like for example, one day USA came here to set up a base and use B-52 to bomb in Vietnam. But the Vietnamese understand that times change. We no longer enemies. Our enemies are poverty. Our enemies, our knowledge, that before we depend so much on the West, that if you got to get a PhD, you have to go to Harvard and Oxford, things like that. I went to school in US also. But that doesn't mean that I learn only from them. I learn some technical skill from them. But when I go back, I learn about reality. Not only in Thailand, but reality of people in this room. You don't know, when I'm with you, I'm the one who learns so much. And now you can see that. You hear, you can learn a lot from one another. You stay together, and then you exchange ideas. That's why we call it people-to-people cooperation. Okay? Now, time is short. I don't want to be pushing too much, but I'd like to say that this is the second time I'm doing research like this. The first one on tourism. And you know, even in tourism 3 years, we still have ongoing. For example, this year alone, I will go back to Myanmar to work in tourism. But on energy level, we have more experience. We don't want to stop at third year, like we have to do this year. Okay, so tourism, I want to go very fast. First year, similar, we do training meets. I travel to every country in EMS. And then second year, we conduct training here. We not conducting training in Thailand. We go to do workshop in respective countries. Okay, this one I went to Laos. This one I went to Kunming. And this one I went to Cambodia. Unfortunately, we didn't have enough resources. So we did not cover Vietnam and Myanmar yet. Okay? And the last one in 2010, we have the similar conference like this in Hua Hin. And that time Prime Minister of Thailand came to address the conference, like today. acting city councillor. 2010, we did a conference in, and it is very interesting for Cambodia friends. At that time, there was a peace conflict between Hun Sen and Khun Abhisit. And I thought that nobody from Cambodia would be coming here. I'm very, very lucky. The Cambodian government does not consider me to be part of government. They sent very senior people from Cambodia. And when they met Khun Abhisit, the tension between, political tension between the two prime ministers become less because of this foundation. You know, the foundation is not government. Even though we get some support from government, this is why the rest of you in the back, if you want me to help you, please don't hesitate. Because I belong to people of Thailand 64, and I hope I can serve TMS, you know, I'm available to help other people. This is very interesting diplomacy, because 2010 January was a peak conflict of Khao Phao Vihan between government of two countries. In fact, Mr. Abhisit, they don't see eye to eye with each other. But anyway, we're still very successful in getting all the friends from TMS to attend. This is a similar conference that we had in tourism. And we signed a memorandum. You can, if you want to read it, you can read it. And after that, I went to see Mr. Wang in China. And you can see Khun Chayapon, my student. See, cooperation not only in the conference, we expand. Every time I go to China, Professor Wang will welcome me. In fact, he is the one who hosts the conference next year. Without the financial support from Thailand, we're going to depend on him, you know. So please get together to know each other. And recently I was in Tianjin University, Tianjin University. See, I always like to visit my friends. Okay. I also teach PhD. I don't only teach one university, I teach about 8 universities in Thailand. So I like to bring students to exchange ideas with university overseas. And also, I went to Tianjin twice. And recently I attend solar thermal power technology in China. So see, all the conference that's going on in the world, if I have time, I will go there. And they gave me a keynote speech. I'm born to speak, but I don't born to speak only, I do it also. I can be good speaker, but talk is not enough. That's why when I be with you, I tend to speak less, except today, because it's an important day. That's why I want, and you know, the people on the right is a former Nobel Prize winner from Italy. In fact, I was trying to get him here. Unfortunately, too busy. He was very kind to meet me in China. And recently, the group of tourism people came in here, we met in China. I recently went to visit China, Myanmar on tourism. And finally, before we work here, we already welcomed the people from Myanmar to visit Thailand. This is where we go to support university, teaching in tourism. You see, in tourism in Myanmar, when they opening up, they're going to expand the tourists from 700,000 tourists, expanding per year about 30%. You know, Thailand, we already have 18 million tourists arriving in Thailand. And we have very good university, Mahidol, Thammasat, Chulalongkorn, and Silapakorn. So we want to develop curriculum for people in. That's why if one day some university in China or Thailand, we can work together on the curriculum on alternative energies. Because there's so many people who smart in normal energy, but alternative energy, we don't have enough people. We don't have enough scientists. We don't have enough planners to go into alternative energy. And alternative energy has to be people-based, has to be community-based, small. That's why we need to develop local leaders. See? Especially in Thailand, Obator, Obajor, Thetaban, they have to develop local energy sector. They can turn garbage into electricity, things like that. That's why we need to work together in this area. They came for, this is Myanmar this year, came to visit me. This is the wife of the current Minister of Sport. You know, Myanmar will have SEA Games next year. So Thai people and Myanmar people can work together in helping to develop SEA Games in Myanmar. It's very good that Myanmar become more and more open to work together. Now, this is the last piece. This is your project. And some of you probably come for the first time during this. This is the first year project. Start in September 28th, October the 4th, as I report to you. We convene conference here in Thailand for 6 days, mainly to discuss what you need, not what Thailand needs. That's why this project is important for you. You're the one who say what you want, not what I want. I not important, we most important, okay? And then we agree that next year, 2011, we will conduct 20 days. Some of you complain that it's too long. But those people who came last time, they love it. They got to know people in China. To learn. See, for me, I'm much older than you, but I learn every minute of my life. Even in this project, I learn a lot. See? So, how many days, that does not matter. As long as it's relevant to you, it has an impact on you, and the future of energy is in your hands. See? So we signed memorandum together. Now, this is last year. Very interesting. We opened in Chiang Mai. Very nice. In the north. We want cultural relation between our two countries. The governor of Chiang Mai came, right, this year. The governor of Nokhon Nayok came. We stay for Professor Wang was here. You know, he stayed every day with me. And he learned so much. And then we signed memorandum also. If you want to read all of this, please. That's why this document is very important. See, what we have achieved last year is hopefully will be input in your presentation. See? That's why for many of you last night in Nakhon Nayok, they work very hard. They cannot only present something because they came here for the first time. They got to follow up what they learned in the first, second phase. See? Please make sure that there is continuous process of learning. I learn a lot. I'm not energy expert, but I know enough about energy to be able to say something intelligent. Not only to you, to the West also. See, sometimes the West so much concerned about energy as if they know so much. Maybe OECD, maybe the World Bank, maybe UN. You know, those organizations, be careful. I worked for them before. I was the World Bank consultant when I was very young. World Bank consultant sometimes is hopeless because they don't really pay attention to the people. See? Even ADB. See? So you are in good hands. We, the people in this room, know exactly what's going on that benefits our own interest. Myanmar, be careful when you opening up. There's so many countries coming in. Obama, Hillary Clinton. What happened to me? I went there 2004. I even went there earlier. I never claimed to be friend of Aung San Suu Kyi, although I know her. You know, those people come to Myanmar so fast. Obama, he didn't come, he sent Hillary. And recently Mr. Cameron from England. Even Ban Ki-moon was there. See, be careful. Friends of people are in this room. The West always maximize their own publicity. Ah, for those who did not attend, we arrived on the 19th of May. So I know these people for 6 days. And this is the opening ceremony that we had in Nakhon Nayok. These are the list of delegates this year. Some of you missed the program. The first day of the opening ceremony. The second day we talk about impact of global warming. Very interesting. We came to visit AIT yesterday. And then we visit Institute of Environment. And yesterday, very interesting, we talk about flooding. And you look at the name of people who many of Thai know, Ajahn Rajon, Ajahn Kapon, Ajahn Kapon, and Konsak. They are very good people in flooding. I stayed with them as moderator yesterday all day. And in the afternoon, we talk about human capital and participation of NGO in the development of energy sector. And this is today, right? His Excellency Admiral Chun Kon. And after my remark, there will be country paper. And tonight, some of you can come back to listen to Dr. Rajon again. At 3:30 to 5:00, there will be some discussion about what we have achieved. If many of you want to stay, you can keep inputs into it. And tomorrow there will be keynote speaker, Ms. Penny Matsuka, will be talking about GIS for Greater Mekong Sub-Region Environmental Sector. This is very advanced IT techniques. And then several speakers. Also, we you have people from JBIC and the World Bank and ADB. See, we compete with them, no worry. Be as good as them. No problem. We want to share ideas with them. Okay? And then we will have more discussion. Then we leave on 27. No, we finish everything on Monday. And we'll say goodbye, but then we'll meet again in China. So, in conclusion, I want to thank all of you for kindly listening to my modest and still ongoing work. My work is not finished, but this is people power. We rely on our intellectual skill. And we're not against government. Government can finance some of my projects. But the government have to listen to academics to get good ideas. And many of you who come here, you've got to keep working on projects. And the most important project is when GFS country, maybe plus one, plus two can come in. But we must show to the world that people in GFS can solve energy problems by looking for alternative energies. More and more possible. Because price of oil and price of gas, or even nuclear power and coal power, is not very easy to implement projects. Maybe Vietnam and China can do coal and nuclear power more effectively than Thailand. But Thailand alone cannot build projects like that. We have to rely on alternative energies more and more. But the quality of human resources to be able to do alternative energies. How many engineers in Thailand very good at alternative energy? Like yesterday, Captain Samai, remember, you want to turn crops into energy. We don't find energy, we grow energy. Of course, Thailand, the king has done well in biodiesel and ethanol. But still less than 2% of our energy use come from alternative energy. I mean, the Ministry of Energy, some of them are here, has planned for 6%, 7% of alternative energy. It's not yet possible. Because the kind of cost at disadvantage. What about solar? Solar is still 3 times more expensive than oil. Okay, until we do research, until we make people aware of saving energy, then the world is safe. Otherwise, the difficulty if among all of you, government, academic, private sector, each one of you consume energy on transport and on electricity. But how many energy sources will be available at acceptable price? Be careful. In Thailand, within 3 years, the price of electricity will go up in exponential function. Right now, our still relatively moderate compared to many, many countries. But demand side on energy go up. Okay? So, thank you very much. Khop khun khap. Chia chia.
Thank you very much, Dr. Chira, for very fruitful information for so now we invite Mr. Thamlong Vassi, the member of the board of HIRD, to be chair of this country report session. And of course, we will start this country report by Cambodia. ideas in the gate? Oh my, what did you
ask? Thank you, Professor Chira and Sophia. Welcome to the gate. Thank you. We have, this I have like a career.